Palestinian officials have confirmed that Islamic State militants have entered the Yarmouk Palestinian refugee camp in Damascus. Clashes have erupted between the militants and groups inside the camp. But whether or not IS succeeds in taking over the camp, it marks a major milestone as it's the group's first major attack near the heart of the Syrian capital. Mandy Sammy has the latest.
The UN says about 18,000 Palestinian refugees are living inside the Yarmouk camp. For 32 years, it was also home to Nedal Batari before he moved to Washington to work for an international aid organisation. He remains in constant contact with friends and relatives still in Yarmouk and says the current situation they've described to him is terrifying.
Today, the people inside the Yarmouk camp were shocked when they saw flags of ISIS inside Al Yarmouk. They told me that the people inside the camp, they are fighting ISIS, and there is another armed group, its name Aknaf Bayt al-Maqdis, and they are fighting ISIS now.
IS militants have already seized large swathes of territory in eastern Syria and across northern and western Iraq. Syria's conflict, which has entered its fifth year, has already claimed the lives of more than 200,000 Syrians. Mr. Batari says even though many news outlets are reporting that IS has now taken over the camp, his friends have stressed to him that the battle for control is still playing out.
My friends telling me that even the women inside the camp, that they are holding knives and they are in the street just to face ISIS. They entered their homes.
So you're saying that people in this refugee camp are trying to arm themselves to fight against ISIS?
Exactly.
Surely, though, the government in Damascus will send help?
Until now, the government and its army are watching and they did not intervene until now.
Mr. Batari says he holds grave fears for his friends.
They are very worried and they are very concerned. They don't know what to do. Actually, the situation inside the camp now, it's very bad.
Nedal Batari, former resident of the Yarmouk refugee camp, speaking there to Mandy Sammy.